Injuries. We've got Marty Gilliard has a hamstring. He'll be listed as out today. Cullen Jenkins hyperextended his knee. Not too serious, but he won't practice today. And then Danny Watkins still has the ankle sprain, and he will not practice today. Mike Patterson, I'll work Michael in into the rotation with the players and just see how he feels working with that first and second group in there. And then as far as punt returns go, Demarius will do the punt returning in New Orleans. Listen, we look forward to the challenge of playing the Saints. We always know it's a battle when you play them. They're a good football team, and their record doesn't stand for, you know, how they play the game. I mean, you're talking about the number one offense and passing in the National Football League. So they're explosive, and we've got to be on our A game. So and I know, listen, I know a lot's been said with in regards to Michael, and you know, I've learned a long time ago from you guys that there's a time and a place when you're upset, and I was upset after the game, and not at Michael Vick. I was upset starting with myself and not getting my team ready to play, and then working from there. But I've learned to step back and evaluate, and so that was my point to you. My point wasn't that I was going to bench Michael Vick. It was that I needed to step back and evaluate before I came to you with something. So I mentioned yesterday that Michael, you know, in regards to that, was the quarterback, is the quarterback, and will continue to be the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. So I can't make it any more clear than that. It's important that I get my job at going in the right direction and making sure that we win football games and that I coach to win football games. I'm not doing a good enough job with that. And that's shown over the last 3 weeks here. So, and then my players, they understand their responsibility. My coaches understand their responsibility. We're all accountable for it. We're all stand-up men, and we understand our responsibilities, and we've got to do better. That's what we have to do. So, but it starts with me.
Andy, what went into your evaluation with the quarterback position? Obviously, you said you evaluated everything. What went into
honestly, Michael, I thought played one of his better games. I think when you step back and you look at that, with the exception of the drops that took place, I thought he played a good football game.
Why do you think Michael gave us the indication that you might make a quarterback switch after Sunday? Was something you said to him? Or?
I think it was probably the way it was presented to him. So by the media, and listen, Michael's I've told you this before, but Michael is the most competitive kid I've ever been around. And there's nobody that wants to win more than Michael. And he was disappointed after the game, and he always takes full responsibility, which you hope everybody does that. That's the idea, and I think I have a locker room that does that. And so there weren't a lot of happy guys after that game or happy coaches, and rightly so, because we stunk the place up. And and we've got to do better than that.
Do you think your affirmation helped him? Did he need to hear that from you?
No, I don't think he understands. He takes a lot of responsibility on himself, and he knows that I'm on board. He knows that, and like I said, we've all got to do our jobs better. That's a primary thing.
And it was Sean Elliott and a couple other players talked about the fact they didn't think that their teammates showed much heart or much fight in that game. What do you tell a locker room to get them back?
Yeah, listen, I thought we played hard. We made too many mistakes. You know, we had too many penalties, too many drop balls. As coaches, we can do better putting our guys in the right position to do things. And when you're put in the right position, you take care of business. So that's really what it was. And like I told you, it's not good enough on my part. It's not good enough on my part. And the guys, they were stand-up guys, and they feel accountable. So
what does Michael have to do better? What does he have to, at his position, do better?
I'm telling you, Michael actually did a very good job in this game. So he eliminated any turnovers that he had, whether it was fumbles or interceptions. He gave the receivers an opportunity to catch a football, and he just needs to continue to lead this football team. He is the leader of the team, and so he understands that.
And why do you feel obligated to release
the team? Well, listen. The things that were being said, and we got caught there a little bit. I didn't have a chance to talk to you on Monday because of the hurricane, and so I've learned that it's probably best to, after I have a chance to step back and look at it, to come out and talk. And so, you know, this is my first opportunity to talk to you, and I thought maybe getting it out to you so it would stop.
I guess the next obvious question would be, why did it take 3 days?
Well, again, we had all the hurricane stuff. I want to make sure that I talked to the guys. Some of the guys came in. I met with them that day, and I want to make sure I talked to them I was able to do that.
So you would, in no way thought about making a change?
No, that wasn't my intent. No, not at all.
Andy, it looked like in the second half, maybe there were a couple times where we could have had Macklin, could have had Deshaun open. You said went right across the middle. Do you feel like he's not seeing everything there, or is that
every game? You don't play a perfect game. That's not. You can take any player in this league. Nobody plays the perfect game. So, I mean, you could sit here and say, okay, did he miss one? That's okay. I mean, that's all right. You're going to do that in the game. So he managed the game well. He got the ball out on time. I thought he did a nice job there.
Do you think it's going to be kind of like a weekly situation as far as this?
No. That's not what it is.
You can say.
Michael's the starting quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. Michael's the starting quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah.
Andy, what's the reasoning for not giving him kind of the full-on?
This is the difference. Michael and I, we talk every day, so that's the difference. I know I don't talk to you guys every day and give you, you know, everything. I do talk to the players and in particular the quarterback, and I've done that since I've been here. So I make sure that I keep them up to date and informed on everything, and obviously we have a game coming up. Pretty big game, so we wanted to get on that as fast as we could, learn from our mistakes, and move on and get on to the New Orleans Saints.
The fact that you're so confident with Michael, does that say anything about Nick's progression in practice?
No, please don't read it. I mean, Nick is doing fine. Nick's doing fine, and he's progressing very well, and Trent's doing well. They're okay there.
It seems like some of the late blitzes, the safety blitzes, are still kind of, guys are getting through on that. Do you still feel like this is a work in progress with the line and with the blitz pickup and guys who are, the running backs and tight ends and everything?
Yeah, listen, I thought you asked about the line. I mean, I actually saw progress with the line. Now, there are going to be blitzes that get you every game, and then, you've got to either get it out or you've got to make somebody miss and go, and that's if you don't have anybody to get it to. So that's kind of how that works. And that happens, again, to the best, the best of them in this business. So and Michael being one of them, I mean, that happens. You're going to have one or two of those a game, especially when you play teams that are bringing a bunch of different looks at you. So
at 3-4 here, as you guys stand here, you guys put yourselves in kind of a hole here. You guys have a little room for error here. If you guys want to make the playoffs, your team, kind of look at this year as we're in a tough spot.
It's simple this way. You got to prepare yourself to play a football game. And you go into every game saying you're going to win that football game. That's the way you prepare yourself, to go in and achieve and do your best each and every play. And if you make a mistake, you learn from the mistake, you pick it up and try to do it right the next time. All the projections, all the any of that, any looking forward, that's not where you go. You take care of business right now. The most important game of the year right now is the New Orleans Saints. And that's how you approach it.
How bad does it look for Cullen right now? You said the knee?
I think he's going to be okay. Yeah. Okay. I had a chance to visit with him here the last couple of days. So I think he's getting treatment, and he was able to finish the game. And then it tightened up on him a little bit during with the hurricane and all that. But I think he's going
to
be fine.
When you study the Saints, do you see Steve Spagnuolo trying to do the same things he did here?
Steve right now he's bringing a lot of people. He gives you a lot of different looks. And so you've got to be sharp. You've got to make sure you prepare. And he's a very good coordinator.
But is there a sense that this is the right defense to get ourselves right, to get your offense right?
Well, I wouldn't say it that way, no. That's not how I'd approach it. listen, there are a lot of good football players in this league, and they've got a few of them. So I'm telling you, they bring it, and you've got to be on your A game when you play them.
What did you see from planned on the personnel? The starters or anything?
No.
What did you see from Kelly? And if Watkins can't go, do you feel comfortable going with him for another week?
Actually, Kelly did a pretty good job. I mean, that was a respectable job that he did. So, particularly for his first shot, and then playing against a real good player. So. I mean, can he do things better? Yeah, he will. He's a rookie, so he'll get better. But I thought he did a nice job. Danny, I think, is going to struggle to make it to the game. I mean, he's hurting right now, so I think it's going to be a fight for him to get to the game.
Andy, still not a lot of pressure on the other quarterback. Is there ways that you're trying this week to try to get to the quarterback?
Well, he saw us do a couple different things last week, just moving backers up on the line or bringing backers. And you know, we got hurt with one with a penalty. We did a fairly nice job of covering it, but we got called for a holding call on it. So made the quarterback flush out and put him in a position there where he had to make a hurried throw. So we're doing a couple things there, mixing it up, but we can continue to get better and make sure we're putting the guys in the right position to do it, and then the players do it.
How do you think Brandon played there? He obviously saw his most snaps of the year.
He's progressing as it goes on. We're lucky enough to have some good players there, and they rotate and they stay fresh and explosive. So, and you know, we're restricting the pocket, and we just got to get a few more hits on the quarterback.
Or do you think the four-man rotation now is good? Because it looked like Hunt, I don't think he got any snaps on the defense against the Falcons. So the bench is a little shorter now. Is that?
Well, we've done the four-man. Hunt didn't have snaps in that game.
Andy,
except on special teams.
You had flesh.
Danny Watkins with the.
Danny's got an ankle.
Yeah, I mean,
sprained ankle. Yeah, yeah. It's got a bit of a component of a high ankle, and then it's got a bit of a component of a low ankle. So it's anything that he does lateral hurts him. I mean, he's good straight ahead, but just any movement where he has to plant and drive off it, can't do that.
So we could be looking at several weeks here, or
yeah, I'm gonna just take it day by day. I mean, you know, that's how we're gonna go about it and see how he does.
And you had Fletcher start, and he had 10 tackles in the game. How has he progressed since the start of the season, Fletcher?
Fletcher's he's continuing to get better, and every snap's an important snap for him, and that, you know, his progression there. So he's working at it.
What did you see from him to finally promote him to the starting lineup, though?
Well, he was playing well. I mean, that's what he was doing. So, and really, you know, I go back over here to Jeff, that we've got the four guys in there that can go, and are the eight guys that can go, the two deep. Look, and so I look at all those guys as starters. I mean, they're all playing, and if they got equal opportunity, fine. That's great.
And Babin saw fewer snaps this past week. Was that by just because of that?
It really wasn't it wasn't really by design, no. I mean, it was two-play difference, but it really wasn't by design.
You mentioned the chronic thing about Danny. Was something that you saw in him before you drafted him?
Well, he had his friend. This is gonna. This will pass here. I mean, it's not where it's gonna be career ending or any of that.
What did the tape tell you about the defense under Todd Bowles for the first game?
Well, we didn't start off good enough, and I think the players would tell you everybody had a piece of that pie, and so in those first couple series, and then you know, we got a little better as it went. But you can't have that many penalties. You can't do those things. And Todd understands that, the players understand that, and we've all got to do better there.
Well, what's the plan with Patterson? You said you're going to work him into the mix this week.
Yeah, I'm going to see how he does. He felt good last week.
Okay.
You know, he felt real good last week, and so I'm going to work him in practice, and then we'll just see. Obviously, you have to make a move somewhere there, and I've got another week, so if I don't feel comfortable with how he's feeling, then we can go from there. But he feels good right now.
Is there a chance he can play Monday, or is that?
Yeah, there's that chance. Yeah, absolutely. There's that chance. Yeah.
How has the loss of Sean Payton affected Drew Brees this season, in your estimation?
Well, Sean's a great coach, and so, but they've got, you know, they've got their offensive coordinator is a great coach too. But Sean is one of the best in the business. But I'm telling you, Drew's playing. I mean, his numbers show you that he's playing pretty good. So he's a really good quarterback.
What do you make of the fact that they're number one in passing, but last in the league in rushing, though?
Well, listen, they're doing well in the passing game. You know, that's what I tell you. And they're explosive there. They're putting up points. They're doing a nice job of that.
And as soon as Watkins is healthy, then he's back in the right guard, still his spot.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm going to see how he feels, and then once he gets in there, we'll take it from there. See how he does.
Why have you had so many negative running plays the last few games? It's been striking the number of times that the boys been contacted behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, no, it is. We've got to do better there. some of it's been on the outside, run game, where we're getting penetration there, whether it's a safety up. We've got to do better of getting a body on a body and securing the line.